Education. Learning institutions at the primary level within the coast region have been urged to embrace the Kenya Play Project, KPLAY, learning system as stakeholders in the education sector highlight that the system has seen a great shift in academic performance. Led by IRIX, the project is a holistic, systemic, gender-responsive approach geared towards introducing and scaling learning through play with technology, LTPT, in Kwale and Kilifi counties through integrating learning activities including local games and songs in the classrooms. According to various stakeholders in the education sector, KPLAY aligns with the current National Competency-Based Curriculum, CBC, and it seeks to provide methodologies to help teachers build the STEM and soft skills required by the CBC and for Kenya's Vision 2030. Speaking during the Kenya Play Project, K-Play, second conference themed, Creative Learning Through Technology, in Kwale County, East Africa representative, IRIX, George Kagola noted that the system improves understanding among students, hence easing the learning process as compared to the previous learning system. Creative learning through technology has played a significant role in terms of how teachers approach learning as it provides ease and comfort during the learning process, hence we have seen a big number of parents accepting the play system of learning as it is a mechanism to kill the monotony of learning among young people, noted Kagalo. Additionally, he highlighted that over 300 schools in Kwale and Kilifi County have embraced the learning module since it was first introduced in 2020. We took a place-based approach, thus concentrating on our efforts in Kilifi and Kwale County to equip maximum understanding to teachers on the whole idea of KPLAY, hence we have seen a huge transformation in concepts around learning institutions within the two counties, noted Kagalo. According to Kagalo, the module is relatively affordable as learning materials are locally sourced, thus reducing the cost of importation from foreign countries. We pick materials from within the community and use them to achieve the same purpose of learning, instead of demanding learning materials from parents. We put into use materials from within the community that are sometimes discarded, hence the materials are not necessarily expensive but creative in terms of replacement. On his part, the Chief Executive Officer, CEO, at the Kenya Institute of Curriculum Development, KICD, Charles Onlondo, commended the government's efforts in collaboration with IRIX in associating play with learning, describing it as a game changer in the education sector. Research has proven that for most primary level learning takes place through play, from joining kindergarten as they enhance to upper level, hence at KICD we are championing the curriculum reforms and we have reviewed our strategic plan to be consistent with the BETA agenda, said Onlondo. Furthermore, Program Director, IRIX, Lucy Maynor said that KPLAY has continued to succeed in the coast region, adding a total of 2,990 teachers across the 300 schools in Kwale and Kilifi County have received vocational training on the K-Play system.